The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple, praising God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What a beautiful celebration to have on Mother's Day, huh? You know how during the first months of life outside of the womb, an infant doesn't really know that he or she is a separate, distinct being, separate from mom? And then, before too long, two key words show up in the new vocabulary of this new person, and you know that that period of complete blissful solidarity is over. No, and mine. If we could recover that feeling of unity and safety, that experience of life as an individual but without any separation from any other, maybe that would give us an ability to imagine what we mean when we celebrate Jesus' ascension. Moms, happy Mother's Day. If you can recall, or someday achieve, a quiet moment together with your infant, you might have an especially good glimpse of what we mean when we celebrate ascension. These are moments where, as Paul said in our second reading today, we might see through the eyes of our hearts. He wrote to the Ephesians, as Marshall proclaimed for us, "May the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call." What is the hope that belongs to our call? We can't describe it through our mouths very well. We can't see it through the eyes connected to our brain very well. We have to see it through the eyes of our heart. To know the hope that belongs to his call is to know two really important things. What the heck we're doing here, and where the heck we're going. This solemnity of the ascension offers us the answers to those questions. We have two descriptions of the ascension scene today, both from Luke, and in typical church fashion, we read the second one first. Stephanie did that, and the first one second. That was the gospel. In each account, it's pretty clear what we are to be doing here. Jesus says it directly. I'll paraphrase it. "I invited you to follow me. You saw what I did. Go do that too. You saw me teach and heal and bless. Go teach, heal, bless. Be witnesses to me by doing what I did to everyone, everywhere you go. And by the way, go everywhere. You followed me, Jesus, I think, is saying, and you saw the price I paid for my ministry. Keep following me. And if it's demanded of you, pay that same price for your ministry. Now you see me raised through death to new life. That same life awaits you. Follow me into this new life. Continue my work. Because clearly work is left to his disciples, and by extension to us. Jesus then promises them what we have come to call the Holy Spirit, what we will celebrate in a big way next Sunday. The text calls it the promise of my Father. And then Jesus is gone. But did you notice that as Luke represents him taken up into the cloud, Jesus does not repeat his standard invitation, follow me, as in follow me now. He doesn't say, I'll be sending that cloud right back down for you, just wait there. Jesus is moving beyond resurrection. He's moving into fullness of relationship with the Father, where there is absolutely no division. He's told us, I and the Father are one. We are the recipients of the grace of Jesus' life, ministry, resurrection. We have work to do as we seek to follow him further. And today we get a hint, just a glimpse, that there is in fact something greater awaiting us, something even beyond resurrection. Ascension. Christian mystics and writers from Meister Eckhart in the 14th century to C.S. Lewis in the last century to Ruth Burroughs today have been trying to describe this to us for centuries. We hear words like eternal now or beatific vision. It's clear that something indescribable awaits us. But we have work to do to get to that state of undifferentiated union with our God. Jesus the Christ has opened the door. He's demonstrated, he's walked the path, and he invites us to follow. Ruth Burroughs, who's known in her community of Carmelite nuns as Sister Rachel, puts our task very clearly. She writes, there is only one obstacle to divine love, and that is our tenacious selfishness. That's our no and mine. She goes on, nothing else. It's not our frailties, not our weaknesses, not our situation or circumstance, not our difficult temperament, not that anybody here has one, not our emotional wounds, not what we think are handicaps, but the only obstacle is our self-sufficient, self-clutching, self-serving self. Jesus has broken the shackles of this sin, transporting us into the kingdom of love. We must only cooperate. Learning to love selflessly is the most effective way of dying with Jesus. The accent is not so much on suffering as it is on selfless love. She writes very well, don't you think? Luke wrote to us that the disciples spent the time between Jesus' ascension and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost They spent their time praising God in the temple. We are together in the temple praising God today. And as we walk together to receive this Eucharist, to become in our bodies more of a temple of Christ present here now, let's invite the grace of Christ to bring forth more selfless love from our actions this week. The closing prayer today speaks of our desire for the time when our natures are in full union with the Father. That's our ascension. If we are capable of more selfless love this week, we might get just another glimpse, a tiny hint of what awaits when we finally are invited to follow him in his ascension.